Good morning. Well, investor sentiment is waning globally with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and concerns now that the spread is increasing outside of China. So what we saw on Wall Street were the major US indices all falling, the Dow down about 227 points or 0.8 of 1%, the S&P 500 down a little more than 1%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell around 1.8% or about 174 points lower. So certainly wasn't helped by the fact that there were some weaker readings coming through from the PMI survey. So business activity in manufacturing and services across the United States also weaker than what the market was expecting over the course of the past five sessions as well. In the US, we had the major indices all falling by more than 1%, and it really was the tech heavy stocks that fell the hardest on Friday session. We had larger companies likes of Intel down around 1.7%. Microsoft fell more than 3%, while Apple was down around 2.2%. So European markets also ending their session weaker as well. But what we did see were safe havens, the likes of gold and US Treasury bonds performing quite well. So gold lifted about 1.7% on Friday session, a little more than about 28 US dollars an ounce. It's now buying around $1,644 an ounce. US Treasuries certainly sought after as well. The 10-year bond yield falling to around 1.47%. Longer dated bond yields for 30 years down to all-time lows around 1.89%. In other commodity prices, we had iron ore a little bit higher as well, up around 0.8 of 1%, a little above $91.80 a ton. But we did see oil falling back down as much as 1.4% as demand concerns continue to linger as well. The Aussie dollar had some big swings over the weekend. Late Friday, it was down to about 65.85, first time below 66 US cents since around March of 2009. Did hit a high of about 66.3, but back around that 66 US cent mark at the moment.